KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
Well, we are drawing closer and closer to the weekend, and as you've heard on KLYT, Freedom Celebration is coming to Balloon Fiesta Park this weekend. A free event gets underway at 3 o'clock. It's going to be quite a day. The schedule looks like this. At 3 o'clock, the doors open, and then at 4 o'clock, the stage starts to come to life with Rave Jesus. We'll also have the fun zone open for the kids. There'll be food trucks. 5 o'clock, the BMX demo gets underway. Nitro Circus at 5:30. For those of you who watch the activity on the White House lawn recently, you may have seen those motorcycles flying through the air. Well, you can see them at Balloon Fiesta Park. Nitro Circus starts at 5:30. 6 o'clock, the main stage events get underway, and that includes music from local worship team, Citizen Worship. We'll also hear from Ben Fuller, Lecrae, and Chandler Moore. Andrew Palau will take time on the stage. We'll hear some of his story, and then a gospel message from Skip Heitzig. And then the night follows up with really one of the most spectacular fireworks finales in New Mexico. So go to freedomabq.com. Now, I mentioned it's a free event, but you do need to pay for parking. And you can do that on the website at freedomabq.com. You'll find it at the top of the page. It'll say get your quick parking pass. And actually, if you do that in advance, it'll save you about 25% on parking. So plan to do that. And again, all the details you need, including frequently asked questions, maps, everything is at freedomabq.com. Well, earlier this week, I received an email from our friends at the National Religious Broadcasters, and the topic covering how we can help serve those elderly, serve their needs in our ministries. And included in the article, a name popped up, very familiar name, Glenn Lutyens from Focus on the Family. And I thought, well, why not reach out to Glenn and dive into this a little bit. Joining us from Focus on the Family, licensed marriage and family therapist. He's been on the team at Focus on the Family for more than 30 years, Glenn Lutyens. Glenn, thanks for taking the time again.
Steve, great to be with you again.
Well, I'm guessing you're not going to be in Albuquerque for Freedom Celebration, so you're going to miss out. Yeah, I don't know how much you heard about, but it's always quite an event. And we do hope to see our elderly friends out there. And I thought this was apropos because the demographic for KLYT, the core of it lands probably between 45 to 65. For those, that are even older than that we may be talking about today, that 45 to 65, that's probably who's going to connect most with the elderly in our community. Although I love to see the young people involved as well. But let's talk a little bit about Focus on the Family's experience and your role in ministering to the elderly. What part have you had in that?
Well, we receive calls from people all over the country, sometimes all over the world, in regards to whatever they're addressing and dealing with in their life. It may be dealing with marriage. It may be dealing with family. We do get a fair number of calls from grandparents, maybe where they're not able to see their children, the explosion of estrangement that's taken place. So we get calls from people. I'd say probably two of the most common themes that we get in reference to those senior citizens would be a deep sense of loneliness, as well as just a desire to be useful, a desire to really find some connection in their senior years. And so, those would be some of the things that we do talk with seniors about and try to come alongside them. We do a one-time consultation, so it's not ongoing, but we try to encourage them towards some resources locally that they might be able to pursue.
So, Glenn, let's maybe, if we can, try to look a little bit at a report card when it comes to Christian media and how they've been able to serve seniors. Let's start with the good stuff. What ways have you seen, I mean, you've been doing this a long time, over 30 years at Focus on the Family. Mm-hmm. What ways do you see the church and media doing well in this area?
I mean, it's a little bit hard for me to judge that, in large part because there's so much on the plate of churches. Yeah. You know, a lot of times people will say, well, the church should be doing this, the church should be doing that. I don't know. It really depends on the church itself as far as to what degree we are really seeing this as a priority. I know in the church that I grew up in, there was what was called the shut-in service, and my parents were involved in that. There would be other church members who would go. There was a local hospital that had, it was basically in large measure a nursing home, but there would be individuals who would come out. I think they did it once a quarter, so it wasn't every month, but they would provide transportation to the church. They would have some type of spiritual perspective shared with the seniors, with those who were shut in, and it was a very deliberate effort. Our church now that I attend has a certain meeting for the seniors. That's not necessarily a shut-in component, but it really is meant to provide an avenue. And I think a lot of churches are doing that, where they're seeing the need for seniors to kind of connect together and have an opportunity to really fellowship together. So I think those are a couple of things that I've seen that can be extremely valuable.
Yeah, I have some thoughts there, but before I jump into that, I want to go right to the reciprocal, the other side of the coin there. You know, in what ways do you see church and the Christian media really missing the mark or falling short here?
I would say probably in the realm of not recognizing how important and how challenging a shift it's been. You know, when you think of church life, you know, 50 years ago compared to church life now, it's very different now. There may be some churches that, you know, continue to, you know, deal with the structure of the service the same way. But, you know, gone are the organs, gone are even in many cases the pianos, at least the baby grand pianos. And now you have, you know, drums and guitars and things of that nature. And I think that's probably been a more difficult shift for people than we realize. And so even with, let's say, media, maybe the opportunity of recognizing there probably could be some songs, some hymns that we do that people may, you know, particularly those who are in their senior years, recall. My wife is involved in our church doing a number of the funeral or memorial services. And a lot of times when people have, you know, they've lived 75, 85 years, the music that they want at the memorial service is they want some hymns. And sometimes the worship team members, they're more familiar with choruses. So, you know, just even doing things of that nature can be helpful. But I would say really seeing that our elderly people have much value to offer. Yeah. You know, when we look at, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, where it talks about the body, and how each part is an important part of that. I mean, so a lot of times we'll look at that from the vantage point of, okay, different temperaments, and, you know, each person has a different gift from the Spirit of God to exercise within the church. But I'm not sure we necessarily look at that in regards to age, and realizing that because a person is a senior, maybe even a person who is has diminished capacities, it doesn't mean that they can't do anything. And I think a really valuable part of that is looking at, okay, how can we really both minister to, but be ministered by seniors? Even if it's just the just kind of a practical thing of, okay, if we have a church prayer line or a prayer connection, are we incorporating individuals maybe who don't have much capacity? They're maybe not able to get out. Maybe they don't have transportation, but they can be part of a prayer team to be praying for people And I think that can be an avenue, but I really think the awareness of looking at, okay, how can we minister is going to be really valuable for churches and media as
Yeah.
well.
Right. Yeah. And kind of a little more back to the media that we mentioned, the ways we're hitting it, the way we're missing it. Some things come to mind as far as media. And I think it really kind of peaked during COVID was how many people found, streaming opportunities to watch church services and get what, they're looking for as far as church attendance when maybe they weren't able to be in attendance, either physically or, at the time of COVID, because there was restrictions that, many decided, with the restrictions they were going to abide by that. But we saw an increase in online viewing of church services. I almost wonder with some of the elderly, how many, found that. I think some of them did. What form, do you feel like there's particular forms of media, that are more accessible or appreciated by the older generations?
Telephones,
Yeah.
ones that are easy to use. I was on the phone yesterday with a company that does oversees kind of the benefits card that we have here at Focus on the Family, and I was trying to figure out what forms I needed to send in, and this younger woman was trying to help me. I'm in my almost, well, close to 70, not 70 yet, in about a year or so, but she was trying to help me navigate my phone, and it was like, ma'am, I'm not sure you understand that I'm not technologically savvy, and I was having a real tough time. Finally, she just gave me the information and I wrote it down, but I think just even asking people, I mean, sometimes as I'm speaking with individuals, had a person yesterday who had a landline. She was elderly, had a landline, doesn't have, access to some of the same avenues maybe that I even have, even with my limited computer skills. But just even checking with people, not necessarily presuming, but maybe asking them, do you have access to this? And if not, how can I make it available to you?
Yeah, and just a couple of quick thoughts before we go to a break on the idea of finding, the services online. And like you mentioned, there are phones that are specifically designed for people who aren't as tech savvy as others. And often we find, I think, people in the elderly, they kind of fit in that demographic. And as great as the streaming online is, maybe helping assist them find programming on TV and radio that might assist them. But even as we go to that place, Glenn, you mentioned ministries that reach out to shut-ins, and although it'd be great, to assist them in finding areas they can be fed on TV, radio, and maybe training up for being able to find things online. But yeah, how important it is. We often hear that illustration of a child, who is telling their parents about their woes, and the parent says, "Well, you just pray to Jesus," and Jesus is there, and he is real. That reply from the child, I don't tell the story very well, but the child who says, "But sometimes I just need someone with skin,"
Skin on.
that human contact and how important that is. And you already
Right.
mentioned that, but I wanted to kind of bring that back in because it can be real easy to go, "Hey, here's the media ways you can connect." And when we come back in our next segment, I want to dig in a little bit more. You mentioned the value of those that have aged, that are elderly. So many different ways we can bring them into our community. And I love what you said because I believe it and it's true. Not only are there great ways for us to minister to them, but for them to minister to us. And thus, I'm sure, minister to themselves by doing so. But well, we're up against a break, Glenn. Can you stay with us?
Absolutely.
All right, we'll take a quick break and we'll come back with more with Glenn Lutyens, licensed marriage and family therapist at Focus on the Family. More after this on ABQ Connect.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect.
Oh, we are in the midst of a conversation with Glenn Lutyens, licensed marriage and family therapist at Focus on the Family. How can Christian ministries serve the needs of the elderly? Glenn, thanks for staying with us through the break.
You're very welcome, Steve.
In our first segment, we touched a little bit. We were mostly focused on ways that the church and Christian media are doing well to reach the elderly. And we touched a little bit on ways to connect with the elderly. Let's bring back into what we were talking about, Glenn. Maybe what you think are those benefits of remembering seniors in ministry and what can they give to the spiritual family. We touched on it a little bit, but there's there's just so much.
Yeah. Proverbs 16, in Proverbs 16, it says, gray hair is a crown of glory. And, sometimes we try to cover up our gray hair, that type of thing. But it's really saying that there is something to be offered. I was looking at Leviticus 19:32. It says, stand up in the presence of the elderly, show respect for the aged, and revere your God. It's interesting how revering your God and showing respect for the aged are connected together. And I do think that seniors do have a lot to offer. Sometimes I think what's important is to explore maybe the type of questions even that we do ask. In the break, you and I were just touching base about the fact that sometimes the temptation can be, well, I'm not sure I want to talk. What will I say? And even if a person does say, how are you feeling? If we're talking about seniors who, as we get older, we have more medical issues that we're addressing and dealing with. And so a person can talk about that. Nothing wrong with that. But I think sometimes even just asking the question and saying, you've been a Christian for, a number of years. We might know the time frame of that. We might not. But, you've been around, you've known the Lord for a number of years. What would you say from those earlier years of knowing the Lord to now? What are some of the things that as you've matured in your faith that you can speak into other people's lives? And just getting them to value and for them to respect their gray hair, their years of experience in life and in the Lord, I think can be very affirming to them. I think can be very encouraging. Because as we physically age, we may and lose some of our capacities that we've had before. It's very tempting, particularly if those around us are maybe marginalizing us, even unintentionally. But if we feel marginalized, and somebody is speaking into some things that others can benefit from, even let's say within the context of a church service. I mean, it may not sound as pretty as a person who, is in their 50s or whatever, but hearing someone share what they've learned, I think ministers to the whole body and is very, very important.
Yeah, I think a great way to do that. I mean, I'm in my 50s and I think this, to ask someone older than myself, someone in their 70s, their 80s, their 90s, and you, as you mentioned, especially those who've walked with the Lord a long time, because I think this will resonate. I think it'll probably resonate with our audience who's listening. I mean, how often do we not even think to ourselves, man, if I could tell the 20-year-old me, and to ask that elderly person, if you could talk to you at, whatever age, 20, 30, the younger you, what would you tell yourself that you believe would help make your walk with Christ a better walk? And you will probably get a load of great insight.
Right. Yeah. It's a great way of wording it.
The other thing that you mentioned in the first segment was, making services more comfortable for the elderly. And you mentioned hymns, and I will tell you that the church that I attend that is filled with modern worship, and you know what you mentioned. Although there's still a I don't know if it's a baby grand or a grand, but you know, there's a piano on stage, and but you know, it's modern worship with the, the lights and the music and the smoke and the that, you know, many bring that up with their discomfort. And let me say quickly, remember, as we go to our worship services, they're not for us. They're to worship the Lord. So as you can, if you're going where you're going, do your best to keep that in mind. However, back to the hymns. Our church purposes to have a hymn in each worship service, included in the modern worship. And, you know, you and I both know, and many of our listeners know, the hymns are rich with doctrine. And in showing honor to the older community in our congregation by playing hymns, if that's the reason you decide to do it, there's, I mean, there's an example of you are going to benefit by you know, purposing to honor the older people in your congregation. So I'm glad you brought up that example. And there's so many others I can think of, you know, including, you know, having the elderly when possible. You know, I mentioned earlier that it's the 30s or 40s to 60s that may be connecting more with those older than that. And, we, you know, it'd be great to see the young people. You know, what about having the elderly, you know, that are able to spend time with those in the elementary or preschool age, in the nursery or what have you, you know, in the children's ministry at church, and make that connection at a young age.
Yeah, no, I think you're absolutely right. And, you know, nursing homes, I mean, it's a shift a little bit to just sharing a little bit about nursing homes. I mean, children can be a meaningful part of ministry to seniors. I mean, seniors' faces light up. And there was one statistic that looked at, and obviously it depends on who's doing the research, but I don't think this is out of norm. 85% of people in nursing homes rarely have a visitor. And so, you know, there can be ministry in that regard. But, you know, if we're talking about a Sunday school class or something where there's a proactive effort at making those connections, you know, even if there's an adopt a senior, sometimes if there's someone, maybe a widow or widower, who really is, you know, maybe they're still capable of being in their home, but, you know, don't have much going on. If there's a family within the church that maybe they're living away from their grandparents, you know, there are creative ways in which people can be connected, because again, the body of Christ is the body. And yeah, well, the importance of that.
Let me testify. My mom is in her mid-80s. She's a young mid-80s. She does. She goes to the yoga class where she lives, and she walks a mile a day, and eats well. She always, since the 70s, she's taken very good care of herself. You know, when I'm able to be over there more, you know, I've made connections with those around her, you know, and gotten included in some of the activities they do. And I will tell you, I am blessed by, you know, just listening. I mean, some of the stories that you will hear, you are listening to a piece of history. And it's just, you mentioned it earlier. You know, we go to bless them, and you will find it's almost like any ministry. You know, you talk about short-term missions or whatever, and every time you think, I'm going to go serve, I'm going to go bless these people, and you end up getting blessed. So that, I would really encourage the listeners to consider ways that they can make those connections.
No, you're absolutely right. Let me just throw out a couple of organizations that have done some training particularly for relating to seniors, maybe in more of a nursing home scenario. CrossroadsUSA.org is one. They're here in Colorado Springs, but they do some online training, I believe. CrossroadsUSA.org. Another one is God Cares Ministries, and their website is GodCaresMinistry.com. GodCaresMinistry.com. They're in Ohio, but they also have some training for people and opportunities for people to reach out. So, you know, within the body of Christ, within local churches, but also, you know, in nursing homes where people have largely been marginalized and are just being housed or basically babysat, gives opportunity for people to minister in meaningful ways and to be ministered to as well.
Yeah, and now I didn't go to see that it's there, but if I'm a betting man, I'm betting it is, because every time I look, it is. If you go to focusonthefamily.com and just do a search for elderly, you will certainly find something there. I'm sure you can confirm that, Glenn.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah. Focusonthefamily.com. Well, listen, as always, Glenn, it's a well source of information. And I, you know, not only do I want the elderly to be blessed, but I don't want our listeners to miss that blessing that we mentioned a couple of times. It really is. I've been blessed in the ways that I've connected with the elderly. And Glenn Lutyens, licensed marriage and family therapist at Focus on the Family. I look forward to having you on again real soon. But we actually kind of reached out to you in short notice, and so much appreciate you taking the time to join us today.
Steve, it's been great to be with you again.
All right. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.